Good morning again. I must say, you know, with all the things that are going on in the world, it's very comforting to see you here today. And see you came here. There's so much uncertainty right now. You know, I've been just really caught up with the media reports. I've just been like, that's what I pay attention to all day long. Never mind ancient Chinese manuscripts or koans or anything. You know, I'm scared and I'm fearful and I care about the world and our place in the world. And there's always been ongoing injustice and suffering. I mean, since I've been around. The last 75 years, I've noticed that this has been going on. And I also embrace the fundamental Buddhist teaching that dukkha, unsatisfactory quality, or suffering as is often called, is a reality. It is what it is to be alive, is to meet dukkha. And still, I'm very upset. I think we're in a very dangerous time, treacherous time for this country and for the world, for the earth, the people in it. So I feel like I should offer my attention all the time and do what I can to make a difference, to improve this situation. To care as much as I can. So that means to pay attention, no matter how distracting and disconcerting it is, to pay attention. You know, and I have to pay attention in a way that it's not like I'm watching a Punch and Judy show, you know, where I'm watching a puppet show on the stage that those things are happening, and isn't that wild? But it's happening in the life that I'm living now. And because of that, I have to care, I have to pay attention, and do whatever it is possible for me to do to support those who need support. The civil rights of people of color, the civil rights of those of the poor in this country, of the immigrants, of the earth itself, climate, of our interaction with other countries in the world. So it's just, you know, it's because I'm not separate from everything. It's all the fault of Zazen, all these years of practicing, realizing that I'm not separate from everything. I care about everything that's happening. The books pile up and I don't read them. So I felt very unsettled lately. And on the morning that Comey, the FBI director, was fired, that morning, I recall I came to the Zendo for morning practice and I was pretty distracted, and I had already read the New York Times, had picked up on all my internet feeds, which are now so numerous that can take like a couple of hours in the morning to get through all las noticias del día. So I was like this when I walked in the door, and I began to chatting with Myogetsu because she opens on Monday mornings. And we had a conversation, and the conversation went away from national affairs, and we were talking about some other things. And she just kind of commented about how the core practice of Zazen was what was the most important thing to help us, to soothe us in our life, as we live our lives. And you know, it was like amazing. It was like I heard her. I know that it's my job to be teaching this truth, but somehow I was lost in the internet, in the world of data. And this is the function of Sangha in a way. One of us says something to the other one, which is a truth that we all feel, but we hear it from another voice. I heard her. It was very powerful for me last Monday morning. Yes. The comfort of Zazen, of seated Zen, seated mind. So as I sat down on Monday morning and I dropped my shoulders, which had been riding around my ears at that point, I dropped into Zazen. And I tasted that treasure of our practice. It is so simple. Za, sitting, Zen, mind. Just allow the mind to sit, to rest. You know, it's not really fancy or effortful. You know, often new people come and I'll see them just struggling against the wall, you know, pushing. And that's a part of the process that we have to go through before we realize, no, it's drop in to Zazen. Drop there. It really can't be described very well, but it is a way of being in the world. It is a way of being able to be present to everything, to care like I'm talking about, but not agitated, but rather presence. So Dogen, you know, our standby reference to Zazen, the founder of our Soto Zen in Japan, called it the Dharma Gate of Enjoyment and ease. Let's not forget that. Don't make it into a job we have to do or something we ought to do to make ourselves feel better at some future point. It's the gate. It's the Dharma gate of enjoyment and ease, even in times like this, even now. So, you know, it's Mother's Day, and I'm thinking of how Zazen, in a way, is like being enfolded in the arms of a mother when you're a baby, being held like that. Maybe not your actual mother, if that's a problem. But enfolded into the arms of motherness, of that quality that we think of a mother. I've been watching a pigeon who has two little baby chicks, and I don't know why she has made a nest in the garden outside our building in a really exposed place. You just walk by, it's like about this high, so you walk by, you see it. And there she is, sitting with those chicks. Pigeon chicks are rather large, kind of ugly. But still, you know, she doesn't seem to mind. And she's taking care of them. It's very sweet, very sweet. So one time, a different time than when I talked about Dogen's saying that Zazen was the Dharma gate of enjoyment and ease. Another time he wrote, "The power of Zazen is like a child having a mother, or a mother having a child. It is like a child having a child, or a mother having a mother." That's sweet. So intimate. So intimate. It's reminding us of the interrelationship, that relational field of mother and child, and the experience of the child with the mother and the mother with the child, that quality of nurturance, interdependence. And Dogen is calling it the power of Zazen. That's the energy, the power of Zazen. And its strength comes from that intimate relationship. So if, because it's Mother's Day, naturally, I'm thinking that Zazen is our mother. It's one way to think of it. Zazen soothes us, holds us. And it's that quality that, you know, when we feel like a little lost, or disorganized, or angry, or sad, we can come back to our Zazen and trust that we'll get exactly what we need there. We will be enfolded in that Dharma gate of ease and joy. And that, I think, is what opens the door to our service to the world, to our responsibility to the world. When we're able to quiet our minds, to feel safe, to allow ourselves to rest on kind of the breast of life, really. We allow ourselves to be in that situation. Then we naturally can offer compassion to others. We naturally do that. It's not something we need to make a list about. It's something that comes from the heart. And of course, this is true not just of service to others, but personally, how we take care of ourselves and our own issues. It may be that you are not as affected by current events as I am. It's possible. You may have other issues that are really important and really strong. We have a Sangha member who just had surgery, a major surgery a couple of days ago. So there are other things that come in to our lives. And also, Zazen is there to enfold us and to help us to see our place in the world. And that it comes from us, our understanding that arises without words, without concepts, but arises from our breath and our quiet and our ease that arises when we sit and we let Zazen do its work. So, you know, we all have the waves of criticism, the waves of praise to ourselves that arise when we're sitting, you know, and they're just currents that flow through, and as long as we don't cling to them, we don't have to worry about them. They just rise and fall. What is bigger than that? What is larger than that in our sitting? What is it that holds us with the wholeness of the world? What is that quality? Dogen described Zazen this way in the Fukan Sazengi. How do you think of not thinking, beyond thinking? This is the essential way of Zazen. So it's hard to think of beyond thinking. When you sit down, you know, I typically, I'll confess a little bit, I simply want to do my grocery list. When I sit down, it's a list of things I have to do, things I have to buy at the store, different places I need to go, and in what direction. You know, it's very kind of earthy and ordinary. It's not like many people. It's not about a lot of self-criticism. It's really rather trivial. But not really, because it's life. Life has to be served in that way. I'm accustomed to doing, you know. And to grasping for something that's not here. So I sit down and immediately start grasping for some future act that needs to be accomplished. Right? A lot of people are nodding at this point in the room. And we just, the learning to do Zazen is learning to notice that, take a breath, and drop back into the stream of just being, which is so marvelous when we do it. And somehow, that some of us who've been doing it for 30 or 40 years still have to reteach ourselves to do that on a regular basis. And when we do, we open ourselves, reconnection with everything. That is beyond thinking. It's more like moving on a really slow current in the river. So Dogen again says, the Zazen which I'm talking about is not step-by-step meditation. It is simply the Dharma gate of peace and comfort. It is the practice enlightenment of the ultimate way. And then I love this part. In doing Zazen, the koan manifests itself. It cannot be ensnared. You could say the koan is whatever is up for you at the moment. Komi was up for me on Monday morning. Huh? So the koan is ensnared. And when you grasp this, you are like a dragon with water or a tiger in the mountains. You must know that true Dharma manifests itself in Zazen and that dullness and distraction drop away. So consider when you, ever you do your Zazen, you may do it at home, wherever, think of that marvelous image of being as fluid and natural as a dragon is in water. That's where dragons live, right? So just, or you could think of any kind of a water animal, how natural they are in the water, or a tiger walking in the mountains, their natural habitat. Zazen is our natural habitat. It's that mind. That's mind that we can drop into, that is nurturing, that is natural, that is where you live when you're aware of it. And then he says, you must know that true Dharma manifests itself in Zazen and that dullness and distraction drop away. True Dharma manifests itself in Zazen. True Dharma is our life in the world. I mean, what else is it? It's not some treasury of writings about Buddhism or life, but it's what we do when we get up from the cushion. We get up renewed, if we're lucky, and move through whatever's up with clarity, with a kind of liveliness. I'm beginning to enjoy these sounds that we have here at the Zendo. mean, those guys get out of that fire station, you know, several times a day. They have to get up and they have to get that all those clothes on really quick and get into those trucks and go out, you know. And usually we don't really have that many fires, but they have to do that because there might be one. There was a terrible one a couple of years ago in the neighborhood. So we're kind of like the fire guys, right? We sit our zazen, and then we put our helmets on, and we go out into the world, and we do what we have to do. For me, on that morning, that meant meeting the country as it was in that day. Looking carefully at the earth that I live in and take responsibility and do what I could do instead of just continuing to fret about what is happening. So again, I want to bring up the idea of it's Mother's Day today, and it's the day that we celebrate the maternal energy. And of course, naturally in this country, the celebration mainly takes place in the marketplace, right? Buy something. Buy flowers, buy cards, buy gifts. Let's capitalize on this caring. And our big mother, the earth itself, is endangered by this same marketplace. Short-term profits. People who care a great deal, the scientists and public servants and the citizens who are concerned about the health and well-being of the earth, are being tossed out in this country, as you may know. The harmful deregulation is poisoning waters, land and earth. And our ordinary mothers, the kind of human women who depend on healthcare in this country, are becoming victims again of greed-based individualistic thinking. You only have to look at the crew of white men in the Senate who are now in charge with putting together a new health bill. No women, no one of color on that committee. But of course, these issues affects everyone of all genders, all ages. We're all at risk right now. The criminal justice system is at risk. The advances that we have made over the last few years, and we're so optimistic that would continue, are being rolled back. So I wonder what we're to do when we get up from our zazen. Each one of us has to find our path. I can't tell you what to do. But I know that, you know, it's not so hard to make that phone call. It's not so hard to sign that petition. It's not so hard to give a few bucks, to attend rallies, to talk to people who are concerned and not sure, or who are not concerned at all. Have you heard of Cacerolazo? Cacerolazo, it's the way the Latin Americans, when they go, particularly in Venezuela and in Colombia, when they go to a rally, they bring pots and pans and hit them. Caseros. So it's pots and pans demonstrations. So I encourage you to. We have Tom here who brings his drum to demonstrations. And oh, you kept me going in Washington a few weeks ago, Tom. That was great. But whatever we can do to make a difference and to have fun with it too. By have fun, what we're doing is we're creating sangha, a larger sangha than this little sangha, but a sangha of people who really care about what's happening in this country and in this world, and in this earth. So, I'm putting this together with Zazen because it's so important. And on that morning when I walked in, it was so important to me to be able to fold back into Zazen, to not just be like a Twitter freak, to look carefully at what I can do, what this cell in the vast universe can offer. Restore itself to be strong enough so it can mindfully use whatever qualities are here that can be offered to the whole. And for me, the way through that is a Zazen. So finally, I was recently reminded of a wonderful story about Pute. Hote is the Japanese name of Putai. And that was he was a 10th century Chinese monk whose name means cloth sack. So he just went around with a cloth sack filled with gifts and stuff he gave to people. And someone once asked him, "What is Zen?" He just dropped his sack. So then the person said, "Well, how do I realize it?" Picked up the sack and walked on. Yeah, that's what we do. We come here, we drop the sack. Then we walk out the door, we pick up the sack. So let me end with a gatha. Pick up the damn sack. Sit zazen quietly with ease. And pick up the damn sack. There's so much to do in this short life. Zazen and sack.